This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We make our annual call to Dial a Carol in America. Also, another amazing undercover story from James, our private investigator. And door 15 of the Who Vent calendar features one of Birmingham's finest. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Right, I'm going fully baubles deep in Christmas now.
Yeah?
I just feel today is the tipping point. Today is the day.
But do you not think next week is like the proper run-up to it? We'll go from now. Everyone's in Christmas jumpers. I think it's a big Christmas jumper charity day, isn't it?
It's Christmas jumper day.
Right.
Loads of people seem to be actually... I know, obviously, a lot of people will still be working next week, but a lot of people are actually kind of breaking up for Christmas today. People are leaving uni. Jess in Manchester's doing that. Also, we've got Jack and Mr. Darcy and everyone at 47 Squadron Supply, Bryce Norton. RAF.
Salute.
Do we stand for that?
Yeah, we can do. We'll stand for them.
Hello, RAF.
Totally worthy.
Hello.
I've just done something really sad, but kind of admin-y. It's just been announced Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding date.
You haven't put it in your diary, have you?
I just put it in the diary like I would with one of my mates.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I literally just put it in. Prince Harry wedding.
Bless you.
That's quite sad.
Basic.
It is proper basic, isn't it?
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Every Friday on the show, we speak to a real-life private investigator who is a massive fan of this show and listens to us all the time. He spies on people for a living, normally to find out if someone's cheating.
There will be people listening right now who might not even realise that they've been the subject to his investigations.
100%. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
Busy week in the world of detectives?
Yeah, it's quite busy this time of year.
Is it? Why so much this time of year?
I think it's the whole Christmas vibe and everything, yeah.
Is there like a lot of distrust around Christmas parties, that type of thing?
100%, yeah.
Is it like peak season, or do you have any other peaks in the year?
Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
James always leaves us with a cliffhanger, and this was last Friday's.
And next week, we're daytime dogging in Dagenham.
Been looking forward to this all week, James. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a good one, guys.
Okay.
As most of my stories begin, I was following someone around. I was following a guy this time who his wife thought was having an affair. So I'm following this guy around all day and he's doing nothing. He's being really normal and boring. There's nothing, no sign of any obvious affairs going on. We were almost ready to call it a day and rule it as a negative.
Where were you following him?
This was in Dagenham. So I was following him in his car and he was kind of like going around shopping and all sorts. So it was a fairly routine day. For people.
Did he buy anything particularly a fairy in the shop? I don't know. Blindfolds?
Not that I saw, no.
Why would you be on blindfolds?
I don't know. I was just trying to work out what they might have at the supermarket that would be a bit of fairy.
When was the last time you were in the blindfold aisle?
When you're investigating in the supermarkets and you're following people, what are the suspicious items to look out for, James?
Maybe if they pick up a bunch of flowers, and yeah. Obviously those flowers don't make it their way to the actual wife or husband, and that's obviously a bit of a red flag.
Cucumber, obviously.
Oh, no.
All right, so you're following this guy around and not much is happening.
Yeah, so it's been fairly routine, and I'm in my car, there's me and my colleague, and we're following him in his car, so we're a couple cars behind him, and he pulls into a car park for a playing field, which is fine. We thought he was going to go for a walk or something, so we're getting ready to jump out of the car and follow him. So we pull into his car park shortly after him, and we notice that he's still sitting in his car just on his phone, which again isn't completely out of the ordinary. Then we notice there's quite a few cars parked in this car park, and everyone in their cars was also still sitting in their cars on their phone,
yeah.
Which was a bit strange. We then suddenly twigged this might be a car park for people who have particular outdoor pursuits.
Ramblers.
Ramblers.
No, sorry, I can't tell. I know there'll be an angry backlash from...
There will be, from the ramblers. Well,
what you're suggesting is these weren't ramblers.
No,
so my professional experience told me that these weren't ramblers. They were people who had particular... as I mentioned last week, I think, actually.
Right. In their cars.
In their cars.
At a particular spot.
Yeah, like dog walkers, but without the dogs.
Okay, got you, yeah.
It's interesting, this, actually. Harrow View, where me and my mates used to hang out, there was always question marks over that as an area.
Really?
And there was like a sign on the entrance saying, "We're filming everything."
Really?
Like, to try and like put you off. But Harrow View was sort of, I think, famous for it.
Yeah.
I think there's a few obvious prolific places that are known for it.
The Common in Southampton.
Southampton Common. I was about to say that.
Oh, you've heard about that as well.
Right, 100%.
I think seen you there, Scott.
No, you haven't. All right, James. Anyway, back to Dagenham.
Every area has got one of these car parks, which are known for exactly that. But we weren't aware that this was one of them. So it wasn't until, I think, a solid 5 minutes of us sitting confused in our car as to why everyone was kind of sitting around watching each other, just waiting for someone to get out of the car, that we twigged what this place actually was.
Right.
And it wasn't until a guy actually came and knocked on our window that we realised we need to leave. We were quite naive, I think, at the time.
And what did the man say? Or
he just tried to start a really awkward conversation with me, and it was halfway through that conversation about general chit chat that I realised his intentions. Right. And
well, how did you realise?
Well, he probably saw your long lens.
No, he was trying to just chat me up, I think, okay. Which isn't it's not uncommon.
No, absolutely not.
Can I just go back to the idea that who were you with in the car park, because there was two of you, which would have also raised questions, wouldn't it, from everyone else?
It was more suspicious because our car's got really blacked out windows. Some of our cars have got really blacked out windows, and this is one of them. So my colleague was actually sitting in the back of the car because he was using the long lens.
Obviously, looks so suspect.
That looks so suspect.
So someone wanders over, they see someone in the back, and then you two, obviously, to not give,
car.
Well, you don't want to give the game away. So I take it you two had to start acting.
Well, he knocked on my window and was talking to me. He didn't realise I had a colleague in the back of the car until a minute into talking to me. He saw him over my shoulder, and he then obviously that reinforced what he thought was going on.
Sure, of course, because he's in the back.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ready.
So we left before we had to commit to anything.
Okay, James, this is getting intriguing. I want to know more. Wait there, I'll be back in a sec, all right?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
James, our private investigator, we're talking to at the moment. So he's currently following a man whose wife thinks he's doing the dirty, on her. So, James, you're in a blacked-out car in a car park in Dagenham, Essex.
That's right.
What happens next?
Yeah, so we left the area. We deployed our drone so that we could watch from a good height and just monitor the vehicle so when he left, we'd see. So we kind of just had the drone hovering in the air.
You've got a drone?
Yeah, it's really cool. It makes our job so much easier.
That's
it's
mad.
A good one. It's a good one. It goes really high, so people can't actually hear or see it, but we can still see cars and stuff. So we were watching it all go down, essentially, in this this daytime outdoor pursuit in the DZS car park. And then the police rolled in, which was really amusing.
Or were they actually off of Uniform Dating?
Yeah, but have you looked on Uniform Dating, Scott?
No, have you?
Well, I used to be a police officer, so I was I was a uniformed person at one point. But
Were you on Uniform Dating?
No, it wasn't. That's ridiculous.
Damn it.
The police rolled in. You've got your drone in the sky.
So we just watched them all scatter. But the funny part was I told the client, obviously, what happened. I had to kind of inform her that what happened and where he'd been and what he'd been up to. And she was really confused. And she I'll never forget it. She turned around and said to me, but I don't understand. We don't even have a dog. Right.
That was her only question.
He hasn't got a dog.
Your drone footage. And what she come to was, well, we don't have a dog.
That was at the forefront of her concern, was where did he get a dog from? And I had to explain to her that no, it's not, no.
Do you know what, James? You have a lot of fans, by the way, who listen and think that you sound really hot. And it is a hot job you've got.
Thanks.
And now I've found out you used to be a police officer. I mean, it's just getting better.
I know. It's just a shame that I can't show my face for obvious reasons. Otherwise, I'd be a super star.
We'll never know what you look like.
It's an amazing story.
Yes. Not as good as next week when I'm revealing the time I had to act as an actual honey trap and chat somebody up, and there is a cringe warning with that one.
Sounds intriguing, James.
Thanks, guys.
We'll speak to you next Friday. Thank you, James, the PI. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
That's our glorious leader, Taylor Swift, and Gorgeous on Radio 1. How do you think she'll be spending Christmas? You know there'll be a lot of cats.
Lots of cats, all the Christmas jumpers. Yeah. Obviously, the squad will be there as well, I assume.
Yeah,
well, no, that would that be more Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas
what
Eve.
What I'm imagining more is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And are you saying out or board games?
It'll definitely be board games. And I've heard that she actually lives near me now. Because she's got a British boyfriend, hasn't she? and he lives in my area. One of my friends said that they spotted him in Sainos the other week.
No way. What was she
buying? I might see her.
Do we know?
I don't
know. Do we know anything?
Don't
even know if she was actually in there, do you?
Well, my friend said, but like...
Yeah, but that sounds... Do you know what? That's reaching.
Yeah, it is reaching. Taylor Swift and Gorgeous on BBC Radio 1. I get really excited when we get to open another door on the Who vent calendar. Can't believe we're up to day 15, door 15 already.
Whoa.
Just like a normal advent calendar, but there's a surprise treat behind each door that is a massive Who. It was only a matter of time, but I featured on the Who vent yesterday from 2009. Let's find out. Who is this week's number two on the official chart 2009 for Christmas?
Two.
It's Joe.
Rubbish.
Don't say it's rubbish.
Expect winner Joe McKeldry is number two with The Climb on Radio 1's Christmas chart 2009.
Rage Against the Machine. This is the largest first week digital sales figures.
Shut up.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It's Joe. It's Joe.
With The Climb.
A silence for like best part of 30 seconds. It's Joe.
Look, and now looking back at it now. Don't say it's rubbish. Looking back at it now. It sounds ridiculous, right? But at the time, that was important.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I mean, it literally was like I was announcing like some kind of war. But it was important at the time.
Wow. Okay. Who vent calendar?
It was the biggest chart battle.
I don't think you can say it's an iconic. So you're saying it's like on par with any other announcement the BBC has made?
It was up there.
It's Joe. You're having a laugh. You've lost
you're
it.
Just being rude now.
Who vent today?
In 2009, it was really important.
Yeah, but you can't say that. It's like one of the BBC's greatest announcements.
Yeah, that and it's the coronation.
No, it's... Oh, it's... I worry you're saying...
It's Joe.
It's Joe.
Right, you can all shut up. You're all laughing at me now. Anyway, today's Who vent calendar. Let's open door 15 and find out what's behind it.
Vent calendar with Scott Mills. Her Majesty the Queen will not be behind number 15.
Auto glass repair, auto glass replace.
I'm Gavin from Auto Glass. You think that chip's too small to bother about? Well, come with me and see what happens. A chip is made of thousands of micro cracks, and a strong jolt on the road may turn it into a crack. Don't wait until it's too late. Call us now or book online.
Auto glass repair, auto glass replace.
Gavin from Auto Glass.
Oh!
Scott Mills.
It's Joe. Wait, can you not play that?
It's Joe.
Shut up. It was important at the time.
Buzzing off that, weren't you?
It's Joe. I've got to admit, I was excited. I was well excited.
It's just...
When I got the call that it was Rage Against the Machine and not Joe McKeldry, literally, I was so excited.
It's Joe.
No, shut up. It mattered at the time, all right?
It's Joe.
Okay, enough of that. Hello, Laura and Solihull.
Hello, Scott.
Big fan of Gavin from Autoglass's work, were you?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed I didn't get a long pause. It's Laura. It's Joe style.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll do it for you if you want.
Thanks, yes, please.
It's Laura.
Hi, Scott. Hi. Yeah, had a massive big Auto Glass Gavin crush.
I'm Gavin from Auto Glass. You think that chip's too small to bother about? Well, come with me and see what happens.
Did you ever meet Gavin?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately not. I wait for the day. I'm a fellow Grummy, though.
Yeah.
I had a small chance that I've had my crush.
Really had the hots for Gavin?
Really had the hots.
One of those weird crushes, isn't it? There's a magazine that publishes a weird crush list every year. Matt Edmondson generally appears on it.
Mm.
And Richard Osman.
Yes.
Oh, neither of them are weird. Gavin is a weird crush.
Yeah. Apparently he's left the company now.
Oh, I've gone on to better things.
Hang on, someone just told me that you used to say that Gavin was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
To who?
Is that when you're like trying to get into a club? And it's like, yeah,
I'm with Gavin from Auto Glass.
I'm Gavin from Auto Glass.
We don't get many brimmies on telly.
Scott.
Scott Mills.
Bangers has only been on twice this week and Chris has won them both. 2-0 to Chris. Bangers is back at 2:40. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose what gets on. And then, it's tradition, we can't break it. We're going to call up the University of Illinois, who have a 24/7 carol service called Dialer Carol. You can just ring them at any time of day or night, and a team of carolers will sing.
It's brilliant.
A Christmas song of your choice. We've got some ones lined up today.
Scott Mills.
Great idea from Daniel in South Wales. Get them to sing your favourite Christmas song.
Little donkey.
Little
donkey.
Remember, I made you go and sing that in the BBC showers once. I've just found it.
Little donkey. On a dusty road. Little donkey, come long donkey, with your massive load.
Obviously, they will sing it better than that, because they're professional carolers.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Ailey.
Hi there.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Glasgow Christmas shopping.
How is it? Is it busy?
Very, very packed.
It's on now, isn't it? The shops are on.
Yeah, really on.
Who do you normally pick on Bangers?
I hate to be a cliche, but it's usually Chris.
Oh, it's become a cliche now, choosing
cliche. Really. Now, a very special date has been announced today, and it really clashes with one of yours. Tell me what it is.
The royal wedding on the same day as my wedding.
Oh, upstaged.
I know.
Yeah, how does that feel for you?
I don't think our guest list overlap too much, so I think we should be all right. But
is it 19th of May?
Yep, 19th of May.
Same day as the FA Cup final, so well done, everyone.
Yeah, well, good knowledge.
Thank you.
Also, I've got a similar situation. My friend Chinese Dave.
Who isn't Chinese?
He's not Chinese, but he's getting married on the 19th of May, which is obviously a real problem. Now, I
you text him yet?
Yeah, of course, because I'm meant to be DJing his wedding. But obviously...
Are you pulling out?
Well, if the better offer comes in.
Well, you're not going to get an invite, are you, hon?
What's the royal wedding?
No.
Do you think you stand a chance at all? Be honest. I bet you've put a text in to agents saying, how do we go about this then?
I think the evening.
Yeah, well, you mean the late disco?
Yeah, you know when you just get invited to the evening?
No, you're not going to be a guest. No chance. But what I mean is you might be hired.
You don't know that.
No, of course you won't. But what I'm saying is you stand a small chance of being the wedding DJ, maybe. Very small chance,
well,
I'd say.
I'm glad that you've said that, because that's really hopefully put me in the... pole position.
Like putting your hat in the ring.
That's right. Okay, here's what I've got for you today, Ailey. Muse, Plugin' Baby. Not heard that for ages. Good one.
Yeah, good one. Okay, you can have that, Ailey, or you can have my choice today, which is this. I love this so much. This is Twin Atlantic, Make a Beast of Myself. Which I wish upon everyone this weekend.
Go on.
Make beasts
of
yourself.
Okay, what are we going to go for, Ailey?
It's a bit of an easier choice because I've not heard the first one, I'm afraid. It's got to be a bit of Twin Atlantic.
Oh, obviously Scottish.
Yeah, sorry.
Fair play. It's a great song. It's on
3-0.
Myself, Twin Atlantic.
So good.
Good song, but a lot of people are saying that there's been a robbery here. Muse should have won.
Well, a lot of people think, were kind of insulted that she didn't know the song by Muse.
Several people have informed Cressida Dick, the head of the Metropolitan Police. Could you not, please? She's quite busy. And stop sending me Cressida Dick pics again,
don't waste police time on this.
Definite robbery here.
I don't think it's a robbery. I think it's an old school robbery. If you're into your old school tunes,
then you'll remember this.
This is your theme tune. Yeah. If you know this song, it's a robbery.
3-0.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so just over a week to Christmas. 10 sleeps. 10 more sleeps. I haven't played that yet either, Leona.
I find the wording of like 5 more sleeps, 10 more sleeps, it's a bit
basic.
It's a bit basic.
Okay, so we're going to call Dialer Carol now. For some reason, the University of Illinois, every single year, they've done it for like 100 years, I think. Well, we've been ringing them for approximately that amount of time. Today's the first day. They launched this service called Dialer Carol, and you can just ring up anytime, day or night, and there's a load of them there, normally ready and waiting to sing you any Christmas song you want. So, as tradition goes, we call up and we request a few songs. Some of them they don't know because they're only famous in the UK.
Yeah.
They haven't translated to America.
I think the other thing with this is such a sweet service that they're offering.
Yeah.
Because it's like the idea is you can just call at any time. And I think that's quite cool.
A lot of people on social media today saying really excited about Dialer Carol. You're just calling them and asking for a song, but you seem to love it every year.
Show tradition.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's call them. University of Illinois. Get them to sing us a song or two.
Happy holidays from Dialer Carol. We are very excited to answer your call. Please note that depending on call volume, it may take up to 15 minutes to answer your call.
What?
Please have your name, location, and the carol you would like to hear ready for when we answer. If you get disconnected, please try calling us back later. We thank you for your patience as we are busy caroling.
Thank you for calling Dialer Carol. My name is Elisa. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hello, it's the BBC here.
The BBC?
Yeah. Hi, in the UK.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So we call you every year for about the last 10 years to request a song.
Okay, and what song would you like?
This is our annual call. Don't sound that excited about it, but yeah.
Have we got the right number, sorry?
Dialer Carol, is it?
Yeah, this is Dialer Carol.
Oh, hi.
Normally there's some people sort of hard caroling in the background.
I'm actually the only one taking calls right now.
Oh, you're solo, are you?
Yep.
All right, well, one more do this time.
When do all the others arrive?
Probably not for another couple hours.
Oh. Are you okay? Are you tired?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I get plenty of sleep.
How many calls have you taken today?
Probably about 6 so far. I haven't been down here for very long.
Oh.
Well, it's a brilliant job that you do, and we look forward to this every Christmas.
Every year.
Yeah, it's so much fun to be a part of.
Yeah. What songs have you sung so far?
I'll Be Home for Christmas. Let It Go from Frozen.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Christmas one now?
I guess so. I didn't realize it was. Yeah, Jingle Bells. Mm-hmm. The Little Drummer Boy. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
How are you doing the Little Drummer Boy on your own? Like, are you sort of doing two different voices, or like, what are you doing? Can you give us a quick blast just as a sort of preview?
Come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
But then someone else starts talking over the top. Go again.
Look at my drum.
I'll do the other line for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
So you start.
Come, they told me,
peace on earth. No, it's like two different songs, a mashup.
Yeah. So we've got a request for you.
Okay.
Can we have Santa Baby, please?
You can.
But I'd like it in the style of Rag and Bone Man.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
But can you try? Because because I'd like it in the style. I'll play you a bit of him. Here he is.
It's beginning okay. To look a lot like Christmas in the air. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. There's no one singing. The candy canes and silver lanes are glow.
So that's him. So if you could do that in the style, Santa Baby in the style of Rag and Bone Man, please. Thank you.
I can try. Okay. Santa Baby, you said?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable. For me, been awful good girl.
Can you go
Santa
deeper?
Baby.
A bit deeper.
So he's... hurry down the chimney tonight.
But he's deeper than that, so could you go deeper?
The singing was amazing,
really good.
But just it's more like we're here, like
think,
the Rag and Bone
think
Man.
Rag and Bone.
Bit deeper.
Santa Baby,
yes.
A 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, Santa Baby.
Okay, Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Even lower, please.
Like, really dig.
Go low. Go low.
Like a baby.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Yes, rag and bone.
Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
That hit the spot.
Amazing. Love that. Are you right to wait there a second?
For a little bit, but I really should take more calls.
Okay, won't keep you long. Wait there.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
We're on the phone to Dinah Carroll at the University of Illinois. Hopefully they're still there. Chris, have you got a request?
Elisa, I'd really like the song Little Donkey. Are you familiar with it? You know, Little Donkey. You don't know it?
Are you able to get the lyrics up?
I can, but I won't know how to sing it.
And ideally in the style of London Grammar.
This is how London Grammar sound.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
To be fair, not dissimilar to your voice.
No.
Chris's favourite Christmas song, this is Little Donkey.
Little Donkey, little donkey on the dusty road. Got to keep on plodding onwards with your precious load.
You're doing it wrong.
Been a long time, little donkey, through the winter's night. Don't give up now, little donkey, Bethlehem's in sight. How was that?
That was
nothing like the song, but yeah, it was awesome.
But
thank
nailed
you.
The sort of London grammar element of it.
Really nice, thank you.
One more song. One more song.
Okay, I can do one more quickly.
Can we have Grandma's Got Run Over by a Reindeer in the style of Sam Smith, please? Here's Sam.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, so in that style.
Do you know Sam Smith?
I do. I'm a huge fan of him. I don't know if I can sing like him, but I'll try.
Give it a whirl.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Yes!
Oh, that's so good. You are brilliant.
Elisa, Merry Christmas.
You too.
Love you, bye.
Goodbye.
Scott Mills.
Right, so Star Wars this weekend, loads of people will be going to see it. There's always someone in your friend group or workplace that will be making Star Wars noises, which isn't annoying at all because the new film's out. Everyone thinks that theirs is the best as well.
Of course.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are we doing, boys?
Yeah, who do you do?
Chewbacca.
Go. Again?
It's wonderful.
Let me go again?
Good, okay. Hello, Mark.
Hi, are you all right, Scott?
Yeah, who do you do?
I also do Chewy, but I just do it better.
Go on, then.
Yeah, always so better Chewbacca.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.